actually.
Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. We are here tonight for the Fangoria Chainsaw Awards on Shudder. I am Daniel Schein. That is producer Todd Loya.
What's up?
Bugs Dread.
Namaste.
And Mike Kruger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
So, yes, as I said, we're here tonight for the Fangoria Chainsaw Awards that are going to be going live on Shudder in about 9 minutes or so. So we're here just a little bit early. And now
put over the shirt.
Yes. I also wanted to say for anybody watching on Twitch, which is new, so maybe not a lot of you, but we are streaming on Twitch as well. And there's the glorious first merch coming in for the ILF shirt, just in time for Mother's Day. And
What are you pointing at there, Bugs?
Well, how excited my dick is and where you can find the link to go get it.
All right, there you go.
Well, since we got a few minutes to kill, I mean, everyone's ready to watch this Shudder pretty easy. You don't have to do countdown or any of that nonsense.
Yep. So, Shudder TV, it's what's streaming right as you load the app usually.
Yeah, that came from Shudder. All right, well, let's do the first shirt. I know this is going to be like an underwear. I'm going to try to sell it if I should have said for this group. It may go over better on a Monday, but
is it the one I'm thinking of, Todd? You can promote it like Stranger Things.
That's where it started.
That's what kicked it off.
Now I'm confused, Bugs. Hold on.
We'll just show that shit then.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, which Pugs? Pugs, you better tell me so I can make whatever it is if it's not it.
The one I sent you.
Oh, no, I haven't done that one yet.
Okay.
Well, that's our first one. So that's for the game. There's a far shirt now.
For you Aussie fans out there.
Yeah, you can even get it in a nice orange if you want it.
Oh.
Purple for Dan. All right. Well, that's one. Now the money one. The one that I know Dan's gonna order. So many. All right, well let me just pull it up. I don't wanna give it away before it's popped up.
Are we gonna tease? No.
I just gotta get back to it. All right, here it is. This is the one. It's gonna be t-shirt, hoodie, whatever you want. All right. Hold on. Come back over to here.
Could this be?
You ready? Dan?
My dick is in my hand.
Okay, here we go. There we go. The brand new.
Ah, there we go.
Let's get a good look at that. Dan's favorite company, Blumhouse.
That's phenomenal. And I am definitely purchasing one.
Dan, I better see you wearing one of those with pride.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's awesome.
That is pretty cool. I like that.
Right. And it's a parody, so they can't give a shit.
Yeah.
Better than Blum. You should have. Yeah.
We can add a bag.
Bloom.
All right. And tonight, until sometime Monday, with the code Chainsaw21, you get $3 off on any shirt in the store.
Teespring.
Sean says hello to everyone, and he loves the shirt.
What's up, Sean?
I'm not going to guess which one. Probably should have put our branding on that one. I forgot, but I don't know where on that. It's kind of a hard one to do it on.
Put it in the house. It's like right little.
All right. Well, I should probably put up that code somewhere.
Yeah. So maybe in like the description or the chat box.
And also, you can just go to fleshwoundfeatures.com now and click t-shirts, and the link's right there, so you don't have to type out all the other stuff that we've been trying to type. So just go to fleshwoundfeatures.com and get the shirt straight off there. And I'm going to put it at the bottom. I'm going to put a banner for the t-shirt gimmick.
Nice and easy for you Dans out there.
And be sure to keep checking that as well, because some shirts are not going to be up there forever. So
yeah.
And
we accidentally just gave away one of the simple shirts that are coming in the future. So that's cool. We started with Stranger Things. Yeah.
Stranger Things.
Inspired.
Yeah. I didn't know that's where
it kicked off. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've seen it was all the kids.
Yeah.
Okay. Well then.
So I was like, why is this getting so big? I was like, oh, that makes sense.
That's what I saw was like a practical joker. So
that would make more sense to me. But you know what? When the Stranger Things comes back, maybe that's when we'll drop that shirt.
There you go.
Not a terrible idea.
Mm. That should be soon, shouldn't it?
I think July 4th for the season, right?
Yeah, I think season 4 drops in July.
Okay.
Because they're already selling Hopper fucking action figures from McFarlane.
Yeah, I figured that was coming because they were almost done shooting before the whole global bastard thing.
But yeah, so tonight for Chainsaw Awards, do we have what's up for contention and everything?
I remember voting on Twitter. I don't remember what I did.
I haven't.
We'll be reacting with you guys live and giving our picks, I guess. I'm not really sure how. I don't know if I watched this last year, to be perfectly honest.
Did they have it last year?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, fuck. Because I remember it being tweeted out. I'm like, oh, cool. Or maybe that was the year before.
They did, but you know what's weird is, like, they had stuff on, like, because I saw some of the stuff, and, like, one of them is, like, best limited release, right? And, like, they had Color Out of Space on there, and they had that on their last Chainsaw Awards, too. So I'm not exactly sure. Like, maybe some stuff is bleeding over into this year's as well. I'm not sure.
All right.
Huh.
But, I don't even know a lot. Well, we're about to find out.
Yeah, maybe counting a year a little differently since it's April. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the deal is, but I should have.
I mean, that's the one that goes like April to April. They don't always go like January. Yeah. I don't know what their, you know.
Yeah, what their criteria is for the year. I know I saw some big ones up there though. I saw like a lot of stuff from last year. So like Invisible Man, I know I saw for like best wide release. I know I saw Possessor for best limited release up there with Color Out of Space as well. So I'm honestly surprised Color Out of Space hasn't been taken off there, but we'll leave that conversation for another time. But yeah, no, it should be fun. All right, here's the ballots. All right, so best wide release. We got Freaky, Gretel and Hansel, The Hunt, The Invisible Man, and Underwater. For best limited release, we have Color Out of Space, The Dark and the Wicked, Possessor, Relic, and The Wolf of Snow Hollow. Know what you're picking, pugs. best international film, Baccarat, which I haven't seen, Blood Quantum, Impenagor, La Llorona, and Sputnik. The best first feature goes with Amulet, Come to Daddy, Dead Dicks, Extraordinary, or Sea Fever. Best director, or do you want me to keep going, Todd?
Well, I think we're about to start.
Okay.
I was going to say, let's see the opening. But what do we have left that you're reading off?
A lot.
Okay, well, okay, I guess keep reading until they start.
I think it started kicked off with Host.
Yeah, well, okay. We got Best Director, Brian Bertano for Dark and the Wicked, Justin G. Dick for Anything for Jackson, Romolia Garay for Amulet, which... Have any of you guys seen Amulet? I haven't seen that one.
I have it, and I'm not sure why. Well, I'll get into it when they...
we got Natalie Erica James with Relic, Remy Weeks with His House, and Lei Wanao or Wano for the Invisible Man.
Kruger. Sean's asking if Saint Maud is nominated for anything.
Let me look through. I think that that's going to count as 2021, so probably
that's
not.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I don't see it here. I'll just keep going then. Fucking best series.
Wait, hold on. What's going on here?
Dr. Fearless is interrupting Zoom for some reason. I love that guy. I don't remember his name. He's in everything.
Oh, okay. I've seen him.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, they're both him. I get it now.
Look at that camera phone. I guess it worked. We're here. Oh.
We couldn't get Elvira?
Right?
I guarantee you Dead Meat's probably going to be on here at some point. I wonder if we're all at the same time, too.
They just started the...
Yeah.
The Red Chainsaw, almost
yeah,
saw.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
How fun. That is cool.
Oh, yeah, that's a cool graphic for sure. I'm curious. There's some stuff on here I haven't seen, but a lot of the stuff that looks like on the ballot I have.
Have you ever been to the Chainsaw Awards?
Oh, no.
When he sold it? Oh, okay.
I haven't even been to like a fucking festival.
Oh. You have to change that when you.
Yeah. It was at the Greek Theater for a couple years. That was fun.
Well, to be fair, dude, they ain't shit in Arizona, so.
You guys have the one Mad Monster. So you're saying you haven't been to any convention or just Fangoria?
No, I haven't been to any screening, any convention. Oh, okay. I've done Comic-Con once, but it wasn't like a fancy Comic-Con. It was just like the local bullshit they do. But yeah, I haven't really done any of that stuff.
We're going to change that.
I'm agree with Ben. Hopefully next year they can do an actual award show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be dope. I'd definitely
be down to let us present. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So, lifetime achievement to Jason.
So I don't mean to be mean, but who's this nerd?
I was going to say, get Joe Bob. What are we doing here?
Who the fuck is this guy?
Sean's never been to a horror convention either. Sean, you got to get to one.
I'm with you, Sean. I would love to go to one as well.
You've got some good ones in the UK, Sean.
You've all seen The Dark Knight. So he was the one that Two-Face had chained up to a chair.
He's in a lot of movies, but he's not
like, he's in Marvel, he's in DC's, and like a bunch of horror fucking.
Hey, Keith David.
Yep.
Yeah. Not a horror host, though.
Look at that suit.
It's for R. Kelly.
Only takes a pimp to wear a fucking goddamn yellow, let me tell you.
Okay. Best supporting performance. We all can't right,
so
say
best supporting performance.
Clancy?
Okay.
Ooh. I haven't seen. Alice Creed.
Gretel and Hansel. Stephen McHattie, come to daddy. Robin Nevin, Relic.
Julie Jesus, how many people?
Misha Bolsharevich.
Yeah.
Vanessa Williams.
Bad head. Come on, and Clarence. The
chainsaw goes to
Clarence from Clancy?
Come on, Clancy.
Whatever.
He deserves it, man.
I'd go for either Relic or Dark and the Wicked. Whichever there we go. Actor.
Clancy Brown. Hell yeah.
All right.
I'm good with that, though.
That's a dope award.
Hell yeah.
It'd be nice to know what time period these count for.
I'm assuming it counts for last year.
I'm just going to say this is like the promoter putting over his friend in the fucking show because the first Chainsaw Award's going to Shudder. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, he was absolutely he was
giving him shit.
Fantastic, but yeah.
Dude, he got us to fan cast himself as fucking the new Tall Mans in that movie. So.
Yeah. And why is he taking a shit for his speech?
But no, he did a great job. Like that was definitely one of the best anthologies all year, and like if not the best anthology all year.
That's what I'm saying, Ben. I'm wondering if a bunch of Shudder movies are going to win too.
Well, to be fair, a lot of them on the ballot are Shudder movies. Yeah. You know,
I noticed this is best supporting performance, so they like eliminated the genders. I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The non-binary awards.
I'm surprised the Oscars haven't. Maybe next year we'll have best support. We'll drop the.
They should have just overall.
The fact that Freaky is nominated for anything.
Shut the fuck up, Dan. Nobody cares about your shit opinion on that movie.
I think at least 50% that I to give me hope. Do
well, Freaky 50% awesome. Can kiss my ass. That movie's good.
He's awesome.
Dan also thinks he looks good in that hat, so you have to kind of.
To be fair,
yeah, you have to kind of just let it go.
This comes out on Blu-ray, by the way, Tuesday, guys. If you haven't seen Mortuary Collection yet, you should grab it.
Well, hopefully, he says that in a minute.
Don't forget the flesh.
Every time I've been wanting to rewatch Carnival for a long time. He's so good in that.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Where's the fucking orchestra? Start playing the music. Wrap it up, Clancy.
They're not rapping him.
You know who that host calls?
Eddie keeps it in the shitter.
You know who that host also played was Trick or Treat. He was the first werewolf victim that they pick out of the costume shop.
Ben's with us. They give them 5-minute speeches. Our best streaming premiere. Okay.
All right.
Has to be Shudder.
That is a pretty badass little award, though.
The dog has a bow tie. He wins.
Right. The dog is scared because that knife is awfully close.
Don't you nice hurt little Dante, setup bitch. She's got.
Yeah. What she got behind him? Is that Castle Freak?
No, it's not.
No, but
creature
similar.
From the Black Lagoon. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about the posters.
No, I'm talking about the giant.
All right, streaming. All right, Shudder. Wait, no, that's you, Netflix. Shudder. Oh, Hulu. I don't know who you guys got on this one.
So far, I'd go anything for Jackson.
Host?
I'm anything for Jackson.
Wow.
And this was for what?
Best streaming premiere? I'm sorry. Get the fuck out of here.
Well, that did go viral.
Yeah. I mean, nothing against Host, but that's not better than Mortuary or anything.
It's not better than.
I don't think it's about quality, though. I think it's like because it premiered on a streaming service and it blew up. I think that's probably why.
Yeah, but it's definitely not better than a lot of the stuff on there.
See, I really liked Host, so I can't argue. Cool. Ben also mentioned he likes it. Host was.
I liked it too, but it's not like a head and shoulders kind of movie.
It definitely wasn't. Like, his house, I thought was like one of the best paranormal movies I've seen in a long fucking time. And like, I don't find
that one didn't take off either, though.
I thought it got pretty.
You guys remember? Biggest thing to remember is this is a voting thing, so a lot of the young people really dug.
No, I know. The Host definitely was one of like the biggest.
But I like glanced over Ben's question. He asked who she was, the presenter. I didn't know.
Yeah.
If anyone knew, I figured it'd be Pugs.
No, I don't recognize her. I got excited with the dog, though. The dog's name was Dante.
So maybe she was Randall?
Travis Stevens. Is he the guy who did fucking...
Come to Daddy. Come to Daddy.
Yeah, Come to Daddy deserves this shit by far.
I go Dead Dicks.
That's a hard one, but I'm...
I'd say Dead Dicks or Sea Fever, but yeah, that's not the best choices.
Yeah! All right. I'm good with that.
Yeah, definitely deserving.
Yeah.
Sea Fever, Dan?
I remember enjoying it, but I saw that movie
fucking sucked.
I felt like I saw that like a year and a half ago, though. So.
No, it was last year.
Sean said, hopefully Blumhouse wins something for Dan. Dan, that's also available in a hoodie. So,
if you get cold.
Sean also said if you don't wear one, he's going to riot. So,
we'll see. I'm going to assume, yeah, like Saint Maud and Empty Man and some of those have to be then, I guess, for the following year.
I don't think Empty Man's getting anything, Dan.
It probably will because there's a lot of film snobs that like that stupid movie. But
I liked it, but I wouldn't even consider it for a top film of the year.
Boring as shit.
It came out theatrically in 2020, so I'm assuming that they do like a cutoff date for these.
It didn't actually come out 2020. I think it came out in like overseas. There was actually no real theatrical date. Disney was weird with that one. They just kind of They didn't even
personal collection because this is awesome.
It was a home premiere here. Disney just dumped it, and they haven't even released a physical release, as far as I know. I think you can get a Shutter or Netflix rental, but that's about it.
Now, I love Come to Daddy. That was definitely like one of the best movies I watched last year that didn't make my top five. Like, just the awkwardness of the tone of that movie, like, it reminded me of Greasy Strangler, but, like, more, you know, serious.
Really?
Yeah.
No. Ben said he saw it in October 2020.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm pretty sure it got a theatrical release.
That was Empty Man, not St. Maud.
No, I was talking about Empty Man.
Yeah, he's talking about...
Wait.
We're missing the series.
All right.
Oh, shit. Probably Lovecraft. Yeah. Oh, wow.
All right. Hey.
Hey, what's up, my boy? I fucking love Doug Jones.
He's a shit.
Dude, like, one of the best character actors of our decade, or, you know, maybe of the past two decades.
Is he on the toilet too?
I do need to watch What We Do in the Shadows, though. I've never seen it, or I've never seen the show or the movie.
It's funny. Very funny.
Yeah, you know me in horror comedy, though. It doesn't always work.
You like Shaun of the Dead? I don't know.
Yes and no.
Might want to skip it then.
Ben pointed, I don't know where I got my numbers at, but he said he saw Empty Man in theaters in October 2020. That was during the pandemic. I was thinking pre. So, yeah, it did because it had a home premiere.
Yeah, I thought I saw it. I at least got a couple of.
Yeah, it must have. That was middle pandemic.
There was a lot of stuff like that, though. Like Monster Hunter, you know, was out for a couple months before it ever got its theatrical or its home release.
Yeah, but I think if this one, it was a Disney one, it would have been same day. Mm. So I'm pretty sure. Because I paid the premium price. This is really exciting. Presenting the
award for best makeup effects tonight. I do feel like they should tell us who these guys are, to be honest with you. Like, maybe they did, but I wasn't paying attention. Amazing Dragon. Just an incredible artist who is pushing the boundaries of cinema makeup effects.
Bitch Putin. When did St. Maude drop?
That was recently, not that long ago.
It was 2021, though, right?
February. Oh, yeah. It had a release overseas. It was in November, I believe.
Yeah, it was overseas.
There you go. It's Bitch Pudding, Dan's favorite. Speaking of bitches, hi everybody, I'm Bitch Pudding, and don't mind me. I'm just sitting here reading the good book. You know, the one from our Lord, our Savior. Satan. 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 Satan.
I do expect some bigger celebs on this one.
No, that's what I was saying is like maybe I give it more of a shit about these people if I followed their social media, but I really don't.
I mean, nothing against any of them. It's just
I just don't know who the fuck they are. Like, I'm sure like Dead Meat has to be on here. At least I'll know who he is, but.
Dan's very focused right now. I can see it in his eyes.
I'm curious to go back and watch some of the past ones to see some of the ceremonies. I do feel like I've missed a few.
I have some of the older ones on disc.
Awards.
I'll be honest, they have not been that great.
Well, I'll be maybe a little controversial here. I think there should be an award ceremony where you don't open it for everyone, but like horror community people. Like, I'm not saying
that's,
you can't.
That's just Dan thinking his opinion's better than the normal person.
No, I mean, just horror community people. Like, just do a more serious one, like an Academy Awards style.
All I'm saying is if Dan Martin doesn't win this shit for fucking Possessor, I'm going to be so mad.
I'm cool if Freaky gets it with the bisection.
Over Possessor? Get the fuck out of here.
It probably won't, but I wouldn't mind it.
Oh, there you go. Dan Martin.
Yeah. There you go. Well deserved. I mean, there was at least 4 or 5 kills in that movie that were fucking ridiculously phenomenal. Hell yeah. Mr. 13FX himself.
He's smart with the thank you fucking board behind him.
Yeah.
Take notes. Dan's the man. Not this one, but that one. And that I don't know who won, and that this envelope is still sealed and will not quite. Issa Lopez.
Great director.
She's like when they set up in front of their fucking their stuff. I like looking at their stuff.
We should probably mention we're planning our awards next year. Our first one we're gonna do.
I really loved Empedagore.
Yeah, Empedagore deserves this,
but. So it feels like there's a lot missing, though. Again,
I, you know, out of that four, maybe, but I don't know. I still think Infinity War was better.
Ben Grimm said Sputnik. I wasn't a fan of that one. I don't remember what you guys
thought. Sputnik was all right, it was okay. But
it was just overhyped.
Well, I wouldn't say it was overhyped, but it was just like one of those movies where there was very strong scientific elements to it. And like there was a lot of dialogue. And sometimes when you have a foreign movie that has a lot of dialogue, not a lot of substance, it kind of doesn't work for everybody. And that's kind of where I felt. Like I thought the creature was cool and the killers were cool, but there was too much dialogue. Achievement in nonfiction.
All right. Rebecca McKendry from they changed it. She was in she's a horror host. She used to work for Fangoria Radio, too.
Oh, before that, all that shit went down.
She's really nice.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm looking at the contenders for this, and there's only one that deserves to win this, to be honest with you.
Yeah, podcasts, documentaries, TV shows, this includes a lot. A lot of these people have been making horror content for a long time, and a lot of them are new to this. But the one thing that they all have in common is each one of these stories is laughter, tears, horror history, and truth. And so without further ado, here are the nominees for Achievement in Nonfiction.
Blood and Flesh, The Real Life and Ghastly Death of Al Adamson.
That was a great documentary.
Resurrection.
Yeah, well, I wonder what's going to win.
The Last Drive-In with Joe Bob Briggs.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Ooh, this is the one I want now.
Yeah.
Fuck, these are all good.
Scream Queen or...
It's going to be Joe Bob if it's voting.
William Friedkin, come on.
Yeah, see.
Yeah, you're right. It's probably Joe Bob for the voting.
Yeah, definitely.
With Joe Bob Briggs, congratulations.
Well, at least we get to see him on the show. That's awesome.
The first celebrity.
For me, you know, I'm so shocked. You know, the entire cast of The Last Drive-In should be accepting this. Except we only have one other cast member. So Darcy the Mail Girl should be here accepting this along with me. Well, she's the one who, you know, read the voting machines. Or, I mean, she's the one that conducted the voting.
Yeah, he saw what he just did there.
So I can't tell you how I felt when UPS.
What I miss.
Just a rigged voting machines comment. But nah, man, like I love Scream Queen, don't get me wrong. Like Scream Queen, My Nightmare on Elm Street was like a great doc, but as far as informative information, Joe Bob Briggs deserves this shit. For
I could have also have gone Al Adamson, though. That was a really...
That was amazing, really fun.
Even if you don't know anything about him, like, or didn't know who he was, that doc is pretty amazing on what happened to him. The murder, and... I mean, that's a crazy story.
I haven't watched it, so I can't really be the judge.
I've watched it a couple times. If you like true crime and you like horror, check it out.
Okay. Again, I love Joe Bob. I grew up with Joe Bob, but I don't know. This one, again, more popularity over.
What's up, Jess Graham?
What up, Jess Graham?
Hey, Jess. Hello.
All right, best score. Okay.
Best score? Fuck.
Black Box? Pugs isn't a fan.
That movie fucking sucked. That movie is fucking trash. Wait,
Was that the one I liked? There was one of them I liked more than the others.
I
think so.
I didn't hate any of them, but...
No, I think that was the one that you liked out of all of those Into the Bourne.
Is that the one with what's her name?
Girl and Hansel.
That there was a remake of?
It's Possessor again for me.
Oh, so see, that just got fucked.
Anyone but Empty Man.
There's not a lot of people that like that movie, Dan.
Is that serious?
Oh, no, I would disagree. A lot haven't seen it yet.
Because
It's only on Epix, but
yeah.
I think we would all agree there's some shit nominated.
The Empty Man, you said, is only on Epix? That's on Redbox, too. You can go rent that shit.
That's same mod. But a lot of people haven't seen it yet.
Good for them. Save their time.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've heard a lot of negative reviews, so.
I hate to do it, but I'm with Dan for once.
Yeah, I think you guys should watch it again.
All right. What was the...
I'm good.
It's going to bother me now. The the one that Amazon, the Blumhouse one. What was a remake? Wasn't one a remake?
What was a remake?
And I got the original version for Wii Monsters or something.
I have no idea.
All the Blumhouse stuff blends together. It's hard to remember it.
A remake, though.
Yeah, and I got the original version.
If
I...
passion, talent bring the impossible to life, and whose efforts take up residence in our nightmares.
Yeah, okay. This is the
best creature effects.
Okay.
Jim Henson Studio, come play.
There's only one person that deserves this one, too, man.
Dan Martin.
Porn. He got some votes.
Oh, fucking give it a Dan.
I don't remember Amulet being that special. That's popped up a lot tonight.
There you go.
Fuck yeah, Dan Martin. Dude, like, legit, two of my favorite fucking movies from last year.
I like The Baby on the Wall.
We got two fucking awards for Possessor and one for Color Out of Space. I'm happy.
I just looked it up. Wii Monsters. Here's the synopsis real quick. I know you guys probably remember which one it was. A divorcing couple gets back together to cover up their daughter's heinous crime.
I vaguely remember it. Yeah. But
What was the name of the chick in it? I can't think of her name.
That was just passable, though. That was like the only one that was passable, and it wasn't great.
I do remember liking that one a lot.
I remember everyone wanted. Everyone liked the concept.
It was fuck.
Joey King.
Yes.
Okay.
Gypsy Rose herself.
What the hell was it called? I'm looking it up because the name's gonna. The Lie.
Design or something.
It was The Lie.
Okay.
But yeah,
that was one of the best ones of the series. Why the fuck they nominate that?
Kudos for everybody trying to like put this together from their backyard and living room. I know that can't be easy.
What am I watching?
I don't fucking know.
All right, well, thank you, Ben. I didn't even notice that till right now. The Lie, yes. That was the one, the Joey King one. Wii Monsters is the original version that everyone we talked about, and I immediately bought so we could talk about, and we never did.
We never did.
Never saw it.
Well, there you go, Kruger. Look at those pits.
This is all for a 2014 film, which I like quite a bit, but... I'm not quite sure why.
Why the fuck did you do that to me? What an asshole. Fuck you, dude.
Big Crack Rot likes the pits, too. We'll tell you when it's done, Kruger. Just don't look.
I'm surprised they're not doing something for a more relevant, current film. I mean, I love A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night, but...
I think it's overrated.
I don't quite get what they're doing right now.
They're filling time.
Well, but do a parody of something new. I mean, and
you know what, Dan? Shut the fuck up. Because if they were doing just some everyone's already done, you'd be mad. Like, why are they doing this? Everyone's seen this. Do something cool.
He's right, you know.
I know. I am.
This is just
Imagine if it was Black Christmas. That would make it all so much better.
Yeah, the curly head chick from Black Christmas. Yeah.
Oh.
This is dumb.
She did not get paid for this.
She definitely did. She probably got more money than I've made in my whole wrestling career.
This is like your emo sister didn't take her medication or something. I don't know what the fuck this is.
Dude, this is like a weird-ass style of music that people dig. Straight up.
The song is not irritating. It's the visuals.
The whole fucking thing is irritating.
You know what it feels like? And I don't know if anyone else watched it but me, but did anyone else watch Broad City? Anyone?
No.
It feels like something.
I know what it is.
It feels like some commercials and advertisements for those. Yeah.
What's her name? Ari. Well, it feels like something they would have made on the show that's like, just like, what the fuck am I watching? Because that's what I'm saying. Is this an age thing, Kruger?
Dude, I don't fucking know, to be honest with you. Because I don't, like, I'm sitting here drinking a beer, and now I need to switch to something fucking stronger. Fuck me. This is some shit.
I'm blaming you for this, Dan. I don't know why.
I will say this. This is still better than Freaky, but not by much.
Man, if you bring up Freaky one more fucking time, I'm going to reach through the fucking computer and strangle you to death, motherfucker.
Only a little bit.
No, legit, Dan. Like, keep it up. When we meet up, it's going to be bad.
Ding, ding, ding.
What if we're going to see Darcy tonight?
Fucking rather see her than this chick, let me tell you.
How long has this been going on?
it feels like
5 yeah. minutes too long. Who fucking approved this, ladies and gentlemen?
I'm you know, sorry. CTE would have done it for much cheaper.
Yeah. Buy this on.
Fuck, you could have gave me CTE for fucking cheaper. Just hit me with a bunch of shit for 5 minutes. It's more entertaining.
If somebody came in and like killed her at the end, they could turn this around.
No, but it's too long. It would have been like
maybe.
No, it would have been like a minute into it where you weren't expecting it. Not at the end. It couldn't just be like we're fading out, done. It has to be like,
I wonder how many people checked out, like turned it off because of this. There's got to be a bunch.
I would say a bunch, because it's just, you can't fast forward it. It's
and they're seeing what's on the Shutter Slashers right now.
I'm amazed that this is serious music.
I'm so fucking over this shit.
Does anyone out there watching right now enjoy this style of
music? Yeah, like, honestly, if there's something that you like about this, I'd love to know why. Like, not even to be mean, like, just straight up, like, this was dreadful for me.
She must have been fucking this dork or something, because I don't...
Oh my god, Dan, Jesus Christ.
I don't know, that was horrible. That wouldn't have made the cut for me. Let's all give applause for the Smiling Miz.
Although I don't understand why they call her Smiling Miz. They call me Dr. Fear. Just remember, if Dan doesn't like it, no one else should be able to watch it either or like it.
Yeah.
Right. None of us liked it, motherfucker. God
but
damn,
I'm not talking shit about it. Someone likes it.
She probably liked it and thought it was good. I'll give you that.
I got all those.
Man, that shitty CGI just really bothered me. Like, god damn it, guys.
All right, who we got here?
At least he's got some cool collectibles.
Is that your
right?
boy? I was hoping it was Pug's boy.
Oh, no.
What's Tony Moran giving away?
Oh, Corn Hardy.
Oh, nice. I didn't recognize him. But
who's I like Corn his Hardy? Set, but it's fucking driving me crazy that those Fangorias can get damaged. Like, straighten it up.
Especially now, because people forget about that warehouse fire. What's out there is out there. There's no back catalog of anything.
So he got a Godzilla Fangoria down there?
That's the very first issue of Fangoria.
Word. Man, this is hard for me. Two of my favorites. Color Out of the Space and Possessor. Fuck.
I'd go Relic or Dark and the Wicked.
I go Wolf.
Over Possessor and Color Out of the Space?
Yeah.
But go Wolf.
Fuck you, Dan.
I've got to go with those. But I think Color will win, though, but...
Yeah.
Wolf.
Fuck yeah!
He's not even there.
Where the fuck is Nicolas Cage?
No, for Spectrevision, it should have been...
Or Elijah.
Eli. It should have been Elijah. Yeah.
Fucking Elijah. Not Eli.
Is this the...
I'll be put on mute.
I just had to be myself.
She's a good author. She did that horror noir. She was on a lot of that.
Come to Daddy so far.
Yeah, calm down, Kruger.
Yeah. Yeah, I go that one.
Ooh.
Oh, fuck. Oh, Lee Winnell.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm not impressed with the most of those.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
No, I'm good with that, too. That was very good.
Look at that Big Trouble in Little China. Fuck yeah.
Dan's excited.
No, he's not.
I'm checking out the collection.
First win for wait. Now I'm going to do it right. First win for Blumhouse. Get the Blumhouse shirt right now.
Yeah. Don't bring it up, Todd, or he's going to shut the fuck up all night.
Well, at least they nominated a good one.
He's got Batman in the back. I'm not sure what book it is.
Is that fucking Cropsey back there? Because it kind of looks like a Cropsey figure.
The giant one,
the one that's on the second shelf on the right. It kind of like it looks like the Cropsy little top hat.
That's Indiana Jones.
Yeah,
but
what? One thing about Lee Winnell, you should see Dying Breed, guys, if you haven't. Yeah, he's in front of the camera on that one. Really underrated movie. It was kind of overlooked.
I want to know what the giant guy behind him, the mannequin one, is.
I think it's Terminator.
With an axe?
I don't think the axe belongs to the Terminator, but yeah. Maybe not.
I don't know. Yeah.
All right, best director.
Well, now it's arguable.
Love this man.
All right. They've chosen me to bestow
the director. This is a hard one for me.
I have directed some films poorly untold by critics. I have directed some horror films also poorly untold by critics. But I know a thing or two about directing, is my point. The only thing you need to be a director, ladies and gentlemen, is a dream. That's it. To dreamers. You don't need jorts. Like me, you don't need weed, although it really helps. You need passion, a dream, a willingness to do it, a willingness to look over the fence and be like, they're doing it. Why not me? I can make pretend like a grown ass man or woman. Like, I ain't waiting, I'm going to do this.
I love this fucking human being.
He's the best.
I love Kevin Smith, but I can't defend Yoga Hosers.
I haven't watched that yet. But
why do you have to go to the worst thing each person has done?
I don't like his style now of just most outrageous.
And I don't like you.
No, this one's a little tougher. I love Dark and the Wicked and anything for Jackson. I'm going to have to rewatch Amulet because I don't quite get it. No. It's not going to win, but I'd pick Relic.
Lee Wannell?
Dark and the Wicked deserves this, I think.
Yeah. I'm good with that, but Relic would be my pick. Lee Winnell. I love Relic.
That was my favorite movie last year, so.
movies. I saw every one of those movies. Great fucking job. Better job than I would have done.
I'm with you, Pugs. Let's find out.
And the winner of the Best Director Chainsaw Award for 2021. If I get a paper cut, I'll show you. It'd be gory. Tom Brandt, Van Gorey. The winner is, or the director, Best Director is. Yeah. Best Director is. Yeah, I agree. Lee did it for the Invisible Man. Man,
fair enough.
Pugs, didn't you like Yoga Hosers?
Yeah, it's Scooby-Doo.
Okay, so then I probably will too. I almost watched it last night.
So well done. I love that.
Oh, Ben pointed at Jack Torrance with the axe. Thank you. How did
you
know how
to? The toy? I thought you were talking about the fucking dude with the
mannequin
jacket.
Yeah,
I was talking about the guy with the hat.
Jack Torrance does not have a leather jacket. He's talking about the one on top by the Grady twins with the head cut off.
Oh, okay,
We're talking about the big dude.
Oh, yeah.
Look, and there's an Arnold doll at the bottom. It's got to be Terminator.
Why does he have a fucking axe? God damn it, Lee. Aim your camera up so we can figure that shit out.
Oh, that axe is from the Overlook Festival.
The what?
The Overlook Festival, the one they hold in Colorado or whatever.
Oh, okay.
In another year, I'd have no issues with Invisible Man sweeping some of this, but 2020, man, just there were so many good movies. It's lower on the list.
2020, Invisible Man reached way more people though because it came out before the
before.
It's also a bigger property, and people recognize it with a bigger name.
Fan voting, it's going to win because again, everybody saw it.
But also, it was excellent.
It was a good movie, Dan. Like
I did. I like Invisible Man.
Oh shit! Shut up.
Yeah. All right.
In the shower, like her mom.
Well, that's cool.
I spend a lot of time in the shower. I think about my mother, and I wish she was here. If it wasn't for a shower, she would. So I would like to just say that because of all of the inclusion.
Dan, keep your mouth shut.
I'm a little concerned that it's only chainsaws getting the attention. What about knives, razor blades?
Yeah, knives matter too.
How cool would it have been if Jamie Lee and Kevin Smith just hosted together?
Yeah.
Not even just this, just anything. Let them host as a duo. That would have been great.
What the fuck is that?
That's fair. Jim Cummings did a fucking amazing job.
Ooh,
as well as directing.
Man,
I go Marin.
I gotta go with homeboy from Wolf of Stone Hollow. I think he kind of, I gotta go with Wolf of Stone Hollow.
Oh, there we go. There's our winner.
I'm flipping Dan.
Oh, I'm
Elizabeth Moss.
She's gonna win it, but I'd go.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck me.
Oh, Dan's gonna pick.
God,
please, I want to win. Come on, Vince Vaughn.
It could win, honestly, like it the could. Way.
Andrew Risenborough for life.
Okay. Did she have to write her own card?
That's fair enough, though, too. She did.
Oh, yeah, the man. Mr. Bloom, they spelled his name wrong. Look at that shit.
Just shouts out Dan. I know I just want to acknowledge the other
fantastic performances that were nominated. Be cool if a tree just fell on him right now.
And the rest of the amazing cast and crew. Well, this feels like a good as time as any to pimp it out.
Yeah, throw it real quick.
There we go. If you guys want to get the shirt.
I'm just gonna say, why the fuck couldn't Elizabeth? Is she too good for Fangoria Chainsaw Awards, motherfucker?
Probably. They may not have reached out to her. Or maybe they didn't go past Jason. He does like the spotlight a little bit. So
I get it, but I'm a little unsettled.
Moss was fantastic. She's the best part of the movie, and she was just great.
Yeah, I have no problems with her.
Best kill. Oh fuck yeah.
Ooh. Freaky bisection. If that's in there, I want that.
Definitely not
there
fucking
you go.
Caprichos. Ooh.
Now I just want that to win.
Yeah, I want that. Come on.
Ooh.
Oh, fuck.
Restaurant.
Yeah.
Restaurant scene. Oh, yeah.
That was hard.
Wait, mortuary. No. Possessor, bro. Possessor, hands down. The fucking, oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Want the saw in half. Come on.
I'm not sure how a transformation is a kill.
What is it?
Oh, okay. The restaurant.
That was a good stabbing. I mean, but I don't get it. Best kill of the year.
Yeah, well,
it was shocking original. Out of nowhere. That was, yeah,
that was the kill that made me probably out of anything over the whole year be most unexpected and be like, "What the fuck is about to happen now?" So, I'm okay with that, but I do think Possessor should have won. But I'm okay with that for sure because I think that shit was powerful.
Yeah, it's not necessarily the most gory kill either.
Yeah, no.
So.
Most effective.
Elizabeth Moss reaction, the fucking restaurant reaction. It was great. And his sweater is awesome. It's no Blumhouse sweater, but it'll work.
And the one thing that I will say is Homeboy was like, yo, you guys don't spoil this in the trailers. You understand me right now? Like, he said some shit like that and made sure that that fucking scene wasn't spoiled in the trailers. So, you know what? Fucking... I'm fine with it.
There we go.
That was a lot of good kills this year, am I right? Wow.
They missed a lot of good kills.
I'm trying to think what would be my kill of the year of 2020.
What is it? Yeah. Sean is asking how many is that for Blumhouse?
Well, it's all Invisible Man, isn't it?
So yeah, three, four.
No, I think three.
And now, I'm so excited to introduce a visionary filmmaker who has an incredible taste for gore. She directed Bingo and is known as La Muñeca del Terror, the one and only, Gigi Saul Guerrero.
Amigos, hold on. Let me take this one. Hold on. Much better. Amigos, amigos, it's me, Guerrero, all the way from New Orleans in my lovely hotel, currently shooting my latest feature, Bingo. Don't cool. tell anyone I took off my mask and my glasses, okay? But guys, I'm so excited to be here to announce the winner for this year's
Invisible Man.
yeah.
We can cut this short. We already know the answer.
2020 was up.
But for us, we're
a fan.
What was the award?
Best wide released.
Oh. I'm a little disappointed in the voting block for just going wide release down the line.
Have you seen these before?
Yeah, I know, Dan.
I mean, they're usually fucking pretty mainstream.
Oh, please.
Yeah, second best movie of the year.
I'll go with The Hunt. I'll go with The fucking Hunt.
Anything as long as it's Blumhouse.
Invisible Man, Underwater.
I really enjoyed Underwater, but I would go with The Hunt.
Hunt was the most clever out of those, I think.
Invisible Man.
All right, so we have three. If they win, this will be their fourth. Ben's keeping track.
This is nice. I like her.
Yeah, that's what I figured. So that's four then, right, Ben?
I want to see her talk to Kevin Smith. I think that'd be an animated conversation.
Oh, look at this shirt. Damn it. We got to send him that. Dan's not the only one who calls him that shit.
I cannot take another day of quarantine, but I do not yet have the vaccine.
I said I hope the tree would fall on him. That
you could kind of get close.
Why I'm carrying two and wearing a third.
I hope the tree will fall on your ass, Dan.
Dan's like, he's taking bigger.
I just want to say that I am really
think he has.
First, I want to thank two people, Lee Whannell, who wrote and directed crazy, amazing movie, and Elizabeth Moss, who was a goddess.
I wish I was watching that stupid expressionist dance shit again now.
I want to thank Donna Langley.
I wish I was punching you in the skull.
I, of course, want to thank my Blumhouse brothers and sisters.
Dan.
Most important, I want to thank the fans. I want to thank the Blumhouse fans. I appreciate that you love scary movies.
Dan still does, even if he talks shit, though. So
I like The Hunt. I like The Hunt.
I think you see my point, Dan.
Back to normal. Many thanks.
Congratulations to all of our winners tonight. You have chopped and chainsawed and splattered your way into my heart and the hearts of millions of others. We cannot wait to see what you do next. And now,
you know, with that color, he should have went with the Beetlejuice Freely pirate bullshit.
Decades. Yeah, that would have been funny.
Managing editor, and to this day is still contributing his expertise and love for horror to Fangoria, the man, the legend, Mr. Michael Gingold.
If it's not Tony Tapone, I don't give a shit.
Gingold is a really nice guy. I went to a lot of Weekend of Horrors. He was always there. And,
again, no Tony Tapone.
No, Tony Tapone was awesome, too.
Fucking Tony should have got a job working for Crest because he was just all smiles and they were always bright.
He's the one running the – isn't he running the Monster Paloozas now?
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he was for a little bit.
We saw a great variety and a great level of quality in horror
last few years,
as indicated by the awards you've just seen. And horror was also kind of an escape and a catharsis in a very difficult year. And it also was kind of a side note, I think, introduced a lot of people to the joys of the drive-in, which I hope continues as we go on. But as things start to open up and we start to get back to normal, I think the trials and tribulations of the past year is going to inspire a whole new wave of interesting horror films. I'm looking forward to both seeing...
Seems like a jihadist might come in and cut his head off. That'd be fucking cool. Close enough.
How long is this shit?
This has just been a Monster Kids dream come true to share this virtual
We just did like...
The incredible masters of the macabre and heroes of horror... But most importantly,
where the fuck was Elvira? Not even a cameo.
Or Darcy?
Or, I don't know. That's the head scratch.
Well, we got Midnight Geek, a new saying, good evening, gentlemen, new to the channel. Been watching and playing a bit of catch up.
Oh, awesome, man.
Have fun, sir.
Yeah. Well. He found out about us through Pazow and seeing Dan. We're sorry, hopefully.
Right on.
Nice.
You hopefully enjoy it.
I think I recognize you from there.
Must be my new building. Night Char.
Stay put.
Oh, God.
You're lucky you did the fucking score for Possessor, motherfucker. Or else I'd be really upset with you, Mr. Count. Asshole.
That's it.
Keep making good scores. Don't quit your day job.
I'm not complaining. It was only an hour, but
yeah, no, like
could have been less without that fucking sing along.
Especially when it was obvious that who was going to win every single one.
I blocked out 2 hours for this shit.
Yeah, right. I'm just going to say this: they could have got. If they got Jamie Lee Curtis, they could have got some fucking better people. But I'm sure that they wanted to, you know, promote the social media side of horror. So that's fair.
They had it was dedicated to everyone we lost in 2021, but we didn't get a list. That's kind of
yeah.
It's a pour out for the dead homies.
We couldn't have had a fucking in memory of.
Instead of that fucking song. That would have
been
right.
Cut the fucking song and easily have done that. I was going to say.
Unless don't worry. That would suck.
Don't worry. Joe Bob Briggs got our ass. He did us last year. He'll fucking take care of the in memoriam of this year, I'm sure. That's especially good. Considering how many legends we did lose in 2020. So, But yeah, this was fun. But
yeah, we didn't get any clips from any other movies this year.
No. It wasn't great. I'm just gonna say it. It wasn't a great show. No. I mean,
I don't think anyone's gonna argue with that. Yeah. Even if they would have sweeped with all of our picks, it would have still been a show.
No, they there was potential definitely for this shit to be better and like have better guests. I mean, to be honest, man, like, why the fuck would you have? I'm not. Oh, hold up.
Stinger.
That was it. Well, go fuck yourself. What I was saying though is like, there was definitely like potential to have people other than YouTubers and, you know, people that do social media fucking come in, and I think that would have added a bit to the show, but we're still in kind of a quarantine.
Ooh, yeah. City of Living Dead is on.
Oh, well, there's a good one. You know, well, shit.
Well, they know how to close then. That's a good fucking, like, to keep people to stay.
Yeah.
Especially with this fucking opening scene. So good.
I will say I'm glad Possessor won 2 awards. Because it was deserving. And, I am glad that Color Out of Space won an award, even though the controversy behind, you know, that film nowadays. But I'm glad they still had the balls to give it the award. So I will say I'm appreciative of that.
Yeah. You should have showed up just slapping a woman.
Oh, come on, Tom. Come on.
All right, well, give me my fucking award. Here are some of our shirts we have. We have the horror shirt, 2 logos, the comfort tee, which comes in larger sizes, the Pugs Approved, and while he's wearing it right now, Elf. We have our logos, our logo shirt, our Flesh Wound horror shirt, to avoid fainting, Bloomhouse, Flesh Wound Farce, and also if you go in, you can get some of them in hoodies and sweatshirts. We'll get our logo one up there soon, but yeah, you got to get the Bloomhouse one as a hoodie, Dan.
I don't know.
I'll make
even parody. It's hard to wear that shit.
Go fuck yourself for supporting your own car.
I know. Goddamn, thanks, Dan.
I'm gonna get the Ilf shirt. That's what I'm gonna order.
You can afford the other one too.
Yeah, I have the avoid fainting. Not wearing
next
it
show.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. We need one with Bloom's severed head. Well, no, actually that might get us heat, but
yeah, do you not remember the cornet thing?
Yeah, I was gonna that's funny because that's exactly what popped into my head right after I said it. So
yeah.
Fuck cornet.
He's funny. He's an asshole, but he's fucking funny.
What's everyone's beef about with him now?
Hold on. Don't even make me.
No, I'm not saying yours. I'm saying there's a new beef right now with him. I can't remember what it is.
I'm just saying, you support that fucker and he takes money out of deathmatch wrestler's mouth, go fuck yourself.
So, I don't support him, but
Sean, you have a point. Like I said, nothing's been proven.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Sean, I'm going to tell you like this. This is my take on it, as much as we don't do it. With the whole Severn thing, I don't know. I mean, they were close to him. That makes me, you know, suspicious. I mean, the fact that they immediately cut ties means they might have known something they weren't, you know.
I'll give them an out if somebody sent them some kind of proof. But if they just cut him, I'm sorry, that's fucked up. You don't do that to a friend. If there's proof, there's proof. But until I see proof, I'm not going to slam the guy. I have no idea. He might have done it, but I don't know.
What did she do? That's what I want to know.
That's possible, too. I mean, we haven't heard anything from him.
And why did he have to tell her twice?
He shouldn't have gone off social media. I don't know. I don't get that strategy where it's like you go radio silent.
He didn't want to be on social media before. He's a mountain guy.
No, I know, but I'm saying like fight. Like if you didn't do it, fight.
Why?
You know,
if he's come out.
Did he not come out with something? He came out with a statement and fucking left it at that.
I think that's disappeared.
Yeah, because you can all kiss my fucking ass.
Why the fuck would you sit there in the line of fire when you're going to get dragged through Twitter every single fucking week?
Like, there's no point in that. I would have again, this is, he can do what he wants. Mm-hmm. I feel like if somebody did accuse me of something I didn't do, I would fight back, and I'd fight back hard, and each person that said something, I'd fight back.
But again, if you're following it, you've already seen, he's had at least from what I've seen, one ex come forward and be like, he was good to me and my child, and he never fucking did anything to us like that. So I don't think it's necessarily the smartest thing to go out there and defute everybody's accusations towards him, because but I'm telling you that, like, you put that shit out there in the universe, you're going to get dragged through the internet for it.
But
he's already been erased. So, like, you know what I mean?
He's not erased. How is he fucking erased if Shudder still has his movies, Dan?
Yeah.
He won't work again. I mean,
well,
yes,
you know what? Dan, let's be real. He didn't work in 20 years, and that has more to do with his person, his, you know, the way he is. But
eccentric.
Thank you. That's the word I was trying to find. And
ties were cut though for him though. I mean, again, he can make something himself maybe, but it's tough. Maybe erased isn't the word, but he's not going to get any kind of studio work or indie.
Well, yeah, but you know what? No one, he's uninsurable right now. And that's, you know, I don't know if he did or didn't. This is a case where I sus, because of the Severn shit, that was weird. Like, considering they were simultaneously pimping out Klaus Kinski movies.
Yeah, I'm being gentle with them, but that's bullshit. It really is. I love them. I love them. But, like, if you're going to be pimping, do we have a...
You good?
Did you drop your beer?
Continue, man.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to put Kinski up there, I'm sorry, you don't have much of a leg to stand on. Just don't. I mean, Kinski's on tape doing some shitty things, you know, and admitting to shitty things in his book.
Yeah, you could be specific on that one, saying he banged one of his daughters before...
Yeah.
I can't remember who it was. It was Natasha.
I can't remember who she married.
Whoever it was married to, he was like, haha, I had her before you.
Yeah, Natasha.
Basically is what he said.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's just like, it's just this bullshit nowadays. I mean, again, I have no opinion whether he did it or not. I don't know the man personally. I'm not his buddy. You know, I'm not prepared to just say it is true because somebody said it was true.
I don't think anyone said it was true. I understand why.
Go on Twitter. There's a lot of people.
Oh, no, yeah.
Well, there's fucking fans. But what Spectre Vision did is they fucking separated themselves with the situation until maybe it can be legally fucking figured out. And I think anybody fucking giving Spectre Vision or anybody shit in the year 2021 where this type of shit will affect your fucking business is stupid.
I don't think this one would have affected their business.
Yes, it's not. Dan, you can't sit there and tell me that Twitter isn't going to drag the whole fucking goddamn Spectre Vision company for fucking supporting him. You can't sit there and tell me that's not a reality. That's what the fuck would have happened.
Spectre Vision's a little bit higher than is higher than Severn. Severn would not have taken any heat standing by.
I agree.
Richard Stanley.
They
would have had a couple like fucking woke assholes.
If they wouldn't have said a word, they didn't have to say anything. What releases does Severn have left from him? They have the documentary and like that one Underworld or something that anyone's clamoring for right now. They don't have hardware anymore. They should have just been quiet about it, and no one would have said shit. They made an issue by making an issue.
That's a good
point. I would give
you. There's going to be thousands of people commenting on their fucking shit saying, why aren't you addressing the Richard Stanley accusations? Why aren't you like, we've seen this shit happen before our eyes. And I think what they did to separate themselves from the situation was the smartest thing they could possibly do in the year that we're living. I'm not saying it's fucking right or wrong, and I agree with it, but in our society right now in 2021, that was a smart fucking move.
I agree when it comes to the Spectrovision part, but the 7 part, they should have just kept their mouths
shut. No, the 7 part was stupid. I will agree with that. Especially when they have fucking so many contradictions out there on their fucking thing. But what I'm saying as a Spectrovision, if you're a production company, this is a smart fucking move to make.
You have no choice.
To call it stupid is just dumb.
I think, well, all right, I'll say this. Totally logical, but at some point, somebody out there is going to have to nut up to some of these people.
They are.
And again, saying I know that's easier said than done, but somebody's got to say, you know what, fuck it. If I got to fall on the sword, fuck it. I'm going to go after these assholes that are just convicting
people. There are people doing that.
There's not a lot. A lot of people in Hollywood.
Okay, you understand, like, one of the highest profile people is currently doing that, and that's Johnny Depp, and he's getting... Like no.
Well, Johnny Depp though is has no choice. He's not like, you know what? I'm a huge if all right. Who's the big star right now? If The Rock came out and it's like, you know what? This canceling shit is fucking bullshit, and you guys are assholes. Then he's gonna get shit. If then enough Twitter's people do it, because nobody likes this shit. Like, no normal person or 99% likes this shit. It's just these fucking Hollywood pussies that just are trying.
You know what?
Okay,
I can understand.
We're gonna wrap right
where
now.
Where the fuck is
Dan's gonna go into a hole? Dan, take us out of here.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, on that note, be sure to like, share, subscribe, hit that notification bell on YouTube. Also, you saw all the Teespring stuff, so check that out. Get the Bloom shirt. Get the ILF shirt, and there's a lot more coming. So, Todd, do you still have that code again in case somebody's joining us late?
Yeah, it is Chainsaw 21. Yeah,
Chainsaw Wars. 21. Yeah. All right.
No space.
One word. All caps. So,
and how long is that good for? Because you got $3 off, so you want to jump on that.
Well, it says right there.
$4.19.
All right. So,
you have all of Monday.
Go for it. And if you do buy some of our shirts, tag us on social media as well. I didn't
Please.
Plan that. Yeah.
We'll post them.
Please and thank you.
And don't forget Twitch now as well. We're brand new, streaming on Twitch. That's cool. So get on there if you do the Twitch. Also, fleshwoundfeatures.com. You can get all these links now. And patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures.
Cool. And follow us across all the social media bullshits. Every last one of them. So with that, hope you enjoyed joining us. Let's get the hell out of here. Dan?
Guten Tag. Good night.
Heil Shine.
Fuck off.
I'll see you in Disneyland.